On this day, 10th March 1971. Truce moves. The Falls Road area of Belfast, where a young man was shot dead and three others injured on Monday, was peaceful last night as truce negotiations between rival IRA groups were going on. Mr. Thomas McGillah, president of Sinn Féin, Gardiner Place, said the negotiations went on all day yesterday and last night, but he was unable to say how successful they had been. The only incidents reported in Belfast this morning were two explosions, one at the Northern Bank at Atlantic Avenue and the other outside the Gallagher tobacco firm in York Street. Monday night's shooting on the Falls, in which 26-year-old Charles Hughes was killed, was followed yesterday morning with the wounding of another man. He was sitting in the cab of a van when three men approached. One of them drew a gun and is reported to have shot the victim at very close range. The wounded man is dangerously ill. Some IRA sources said the killing of Mr. Hughes was the result of a clash between individuals, not between the officials and provisionals. Police were told yesterday that a group of IRA provisionals had visited clubs in the Falls area on the night of the killings. At a bar on the corner of Sultan Street and Bosnia Street, they ordered customers outside, then hurled a firebomb into the building. Taylor, aim to wipe out IRA. Referring to recent shootings in the Falls area, the Stormont Minister of State at the Ministry of Home Affairs, Mr. John Taylor, said at Stormont yesterday that responsibility for the deaths lay on the various branches of the IRA. It was the firm resolve of the government, he told the House, to see that the IRA was wiped from the streets of Northern Ireland. Mr. Taylor said that the vast majority of the Catholic community were opposed to the IRA. The minister said it was an internal dispute between the two wings of the IRA, the Provisionals and the Gouldingites, official IRA. Eamon Phoenix, editor's note. The Provisional IRA campaign witnessed the first of a series of deadly feuds between the two wings of the IRA in Belfast. The left-leaning officials, or stickies, led by Dublin-based Cathal Goulding, and the rapidly growing Provisionals under a mainly northern leadership of 40s men like Joe Cahill and younger recruits soon to become prominent. John Taylor, MP for South Tyrone, was a member of the Joint Security Committee at Stormont Castle, along with the PM, RUC, Chief Constable, and GOC. Editor's note, this article has been updated to remove certain details to protect the privacy of individuals who were not public figures at the time of the events described.